Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is World Form Zen Fighting Champion John Chong, and you're listening to the AMAA Legends and Pioneers Radio Blog Show with Professor Gary Lee and the Sport Karate Museum Archives, connecting the history one warrior at a time. Enjoy.
Aloha, everybody, and much mahalo. I'm so excited. We're only 3 days away from the Living Legends, and we've got one of our special guests on tonight. And before I introduce him, another very special guest who you get to hear every week, he's going to be in Houston, and we're going to be talking about that. We're talking about my producer, the one that's put me on the air for the past 7 years. I'm talking about the one and only Auntie Jesse Bowen. Jesse, are you there, sir?
Hey, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm excited. I'll be sold out, and I've talked to the hotel today. We got all the vendors' booths. We got the best disc jockey in Houston, so you guys can boogie after the show. I'm excited to see all my old friends and meet new ones. But tell me what's going on with Jesse Bowen. I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on, man. And we got the book. We got the village. We're going to put the book in the village. I'm excited. Just go ahead. Jesse Bowen, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you, sir. Again, you know, I want to say we're excited that, you know, I'm going to be in Houston. So this is my first road trip in over a year. And I'm excited about, you know, being there with you guys and celebrating. Our goal is, with me coming, to meet the history generals, the ambassadors, and see if we can get all these guys taken care of and put into the book. And Keith Yates and I, we can just go ahead and finish everything up so we're not waiting until the last minute, get rings ordered and all those things. So that's going to be my number one goal of being in Houston this weekend, is to, you know, support you, but also support the book, that we can go ahead and move that forward. People will have that opportunity to come by the booth. They can ask me questions, and I can support them in any way that they like. They can register right then, get more information. So, now that's our big thing that I have on top right this moment. Of course, we have the Ernie Reyes book that's going to be coming up. And we're really excited about that particular book, because, you know, that book is going to be it's going to be a great book. You know, we've changed our whole approach of what we're looking for and expecting out of martial artists. We're going to be connected with the film festival in Vegas this year, so we're going to be having a book expo going on. We got a lot of things, you know, really on our plate. We're gathering people. In fact, right before I got on the call, I was talking with Kathy Long, and she's going to be a supporter in helping us to be able to promote the event. You know, getting the ladies out and getting the ladies to, you know, have a connection, you know, to what we're doing. Now, the book title is called Changing Lives Series. So this is where we are in the martial arts. We went through who's who in the martial arts. We just finished the martial arts masters and pioneers, and then, you know, telling stories. So now we're going to be featuring on martial artists that are changing lives, not people teaching karate, but martial artists that are changing lives, because there's a whole world of difference in someone that's teaching the martial arts and then having the martial arts be an impact on someone else's life. And this is what Ernie Reyes has done, you know, his family and all the things that they've done. So this is going to be a whole new series. We're also going to be having our own short film movie or documentary that we're going to be doing on Ernie Reyes, and all of our inductees will be included in that. So I'm really excited about that. We started doing something like that last year, and now we find ourselves at the film festival that we'll have our own big screen presentation of a special movie with, you know, our inductees included in this. So I'm really excited about that. So we do have a lot of great things that's going on. I consider that we're very blessed. You know, we started the publishing company, and, you know, we have a great team of people that are working and help to bring all these things here together. But, you know, right now, at the top of my mind is Kevin Houston.
Wait a minute, AJ.
You're always interrupting people, Gary.
Well, just wait a minute, AJ. I want to just mention the fact that you
got something
two of my best friends, an original history general, Kathy Long, who is one of the history generals, and Ernie Reyes, who with the West Coast demo team, and Little Ernie, of course, and Surf Ninjas, and that movie they made, they helped change the world. They really did. So I really want to plug Ernie and Little Ernie and the Kathy. Go ahead, AJ. It's your turn.
Hey,
Hachi.
You know who you need to get in your book is Lisa Kozak. She's a history general, and she was also a Black Belt Magazine Competitor of the Year, Female Competitor of the Year in 1987, I believe it was. And she's a history general.
AJ, the easiest thing we'd love to do.
AJ,
nominate her. Go to the website and nominate her, and then let her know that she's been nominated. And that's sort of the process, because my day could be, Professor, I got about five calls I got to respond to now. The professor
Hunchy
said,
Bowen,
call Jesse
expect?
Bowen.
AJ, Hunchy Bowen, what do you expect? AJ's a Yankee. What do you expect? Come on. The Yankee from Ohio.
Well, long's at work. But, that's what people need to do. Now, if you feel that someone, again, and what we found is the value in what we're doing, that this is an anchor, a place in life that someone's grandson, great-great-grandson, can go back in this book and read their story. And the new publishing distribution that we have will allow this book to be put out there for libraries in over 400 bookstores. So, these are, and of course, the book that we're working on with the history generals, the same thing. But these are important. It's important for people. I'm trying to encourage people to write their life, their autobiographies, leave it for your grandchildren. It doesn't have to be a bestseller, but to be really get out there and do some things. So AJ or any of you guys that know people that would fit with this project,
Lisa was a bad woman. She was tough. Wasn't she, AJ? She was tough.
Little tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey guys, nominate her and let her know.
Yeah. I will.
Auntie, thank you so much for all the work you do and the support of the Sport Karate Museum. And I want to thank you personally for believing in the museum and believing in me. And thank you so much. And I'll see you in 3 days, Auntie, okay?
I know, sir. I know.
Okay, sir. God bless you. God bless you, Hunchy Jesse Bowen. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Hunchy Jesse Bowen, my producer. And I'm always excited about talking to him and helping him promote his ideas because he's got vision. Now, I'm going to introduce my co-host, which I did. He rudely interrupted me before I got done. I'm talking about A.J. Perry. A.J. Perry,
how
you doing, buddy?
How are you?
Good. How's the fishing?
Looking forward to the event
Florida?
This weekend. Florida was awesome.
Yeah, it's really
caught
great.
A lot of fish.
Sat
in the sun too long. Looking forward to, 3 days from now. Well, not even. 2 days from now when we go to Houston.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. I get to show you off. That's going to be fun. Hey, speaking of show off, let me talk to my number one student, who Joe let me adopt him. Dean Piles. Dean, where are you at?
Right here, sir.
Knocking people out. There you are. Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Piles is a world champion of sport karate. He teaches 17 different martial arts. He has a school in Fort Walton Beach, and he is a big part of the Sport Karate Museum. Hey, Dean.
How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, buddy? You ready to
doing good? We had
3 days.
Yeah. It's been a tough couple of days. A lot of training going on. A lot of intense training and stuff. But we're ready.
Sir. Well, I'm excited about showing you off, buddy. And I'm excited about seeing you in action. Now, you're going to actually do a demonstration against a gun, a baseball bat, and, you know, a knife and an empty hand. And you're also going to show excellence in Cotter Wars. I mean, I'm excited, man. I get to share you off, you and AJ. I'm excited. So, anyway, guys, listen, we've got a very special guest tonight. In fact, he's the one that got the President Community Service Awards for you guys. And he is responsible for being not only, well, he's what I call a champion now. I mean, he is what, well, he'll tell you about it. I'm talking about Dr. John Williams. Dr. John, are you there?
I am here, sir.
Now, Mr.
Hello
Williams,
to everybody.
Back, are you John?
Hello, Dr. Williams.
How are you, Dr.
Hello,
Mr.
Sir.
Williams? May I call
I'm
you
fine.
John?
I'm glad to be on. You can call me anything back. But Colette.
Okay, cool. Well, John, say hello to AJ and Dean. They're on the air, too.
Hello, sir. Hello, sir.
How are you, sir?
Glad.
Now,
so
hello,
glad
sir.
To be on the phone and you guys'
Wars.
Company.
How's that
little
guy
doing?
You're
coming to Cotter Wars and you're going to compete, but you're competing also against your instructor, Mr. Osborne. Now, tell me when you started. Tell me when you started and how long you've been a black belt.
I officially started taking lessons. My brother, Grandmaster Jesse Mack Williams, from the Fighting Tiger Martial Arts School back in the when we were little, you know, he would come off leave from the military and teach us a week, so we said we knew karate. But I officially started taking classes when I was around 16 years old in Clovis, New Mexico, where I grew up at Roy Walker Gym. I just found it a knack, and it was a way for me to stay out of trouble because had a pretty rough upbringing, but never was into trouble with the law or anything like that, but just didn't have that person to, you know, to lead and guide me like I should have.
Now, where did you meet Mr. Osborne? You know, him and I competed against each other back in the day. And, you know, you're actually under Mr. Osborne, aren't you, Richard Osborne?
Correct. Yes, sir. With the MMASC, Midwest Southern Conference out in Missouri, Springfield, Missouri. He is I came under him 7 years ago now, 7 years ago. Came to him, I was with my brother's school, and Grandmaster Anthony's Martial Arts Academy out of Arkansas. And I would travel from, the dedication was, I would travel from Colorado, where I live, to Arkansas and Missouri to fight with them. And I did that once a month. And
you hear my
they
pet
thought
Wolverine
I
got, Dr. John? Can you hear it? That's my
I
pet
I hear something
Wolverine.
Back there.
That's my pet Wolverine. AJ, I got a pet Wolverine the other day, man. That's making noise. Anyway, Doc, now John, Peter, and you just finished doing something really cool. You won a major title here this year. What was that exactly?
So what they have in the MMASC Midwest, I just say the Midwest, is they have what they call the Triple Crown winner as well as the King and Queen of the Midwest. Well, in order to win that award, you can't just fight your weight class. And to get the Triple Crown and the points champion, you have to fight in several different weight classes. So I fought heavyweight, light heavy, lightweight, middleweight. It didn't matter because I was always told when you put that black belt on, it doesn't matter who stands in front of you, what weight, what color, what age, because on the street, they ain't going to stop you and say, wait a minute, I can't fight you because you're middleweight. I can't fight you because you're a heavyweight. It's whoever stands in front of you, your skills versus their skills. And I end up winning the whole thing. It took me, 4 years to win the King of the Midwest, and I fought grandmasters as a first degree black belt and all. It's, like we say, it doesn't matter.
You know what, John? You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm from Hawaii, right? But, you know, I'm thinking this. I'm talking to AJ, who's in Ohio. I'm talking to you. You're in Colorado. We're talking to Dean. He's in Florida. And Jesse's in North Carolina. And Reggie's up in, well, he's in Yankee Land up there. But the point is, we have a real national radio show. Now, the world listens to us, but think about it. I just named 5 different states, plus the other states, but those 5 states are listening to us right now. Now, being a national karate champion, and, you know, I can say that I have experienced that. You know, I understand what it's like winning a major title and being respected for what you did this year. Now, let me ask you another question, because we're parts unknown, and AJ and Dean and I, we don't pull punches, okay? So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a hard question. Why haven't you done NBL and NASCAR and Pro Point and all these other tournament circuits? Why did you stay the one?
That's a great question, but actually I started out in Tiger Rock Martial Arts, if anybody know anything about that. And I found out I was groomed really well in Tiger Rock because they are more, it's a sport karate. But then I started doing the fighting, which was their sport. But then you have what Grandmaster Osborne and them does is we go out and it's a competition. So there's a huge difference, and I like when I get that question, because when I say, oh, I was national or I was world this, but me personally, remember, I do charity work as well, so competing in Africa and Germany, and so I have world experience. I like to look at these guys that say, well, you know, I'm a Taekwondo champion, and that's all they ever did. So,
well, let me tell you this, John. Let me tell you this. AJ Perry is a world champion in jumping jacks, and Dean Powell's is the world champion ping pong. So you're talking two champions, right? AJ,
hey, Gary,
how's your jumping jack?
Hey, Gary, you know, something that Dr. John said here earlier about sparring in, you know, all different weight divisions. Well, back in the day, especially at the Korean tournaments, when they went in for grand championships, you know, you had middleweight, lightweight, and heavyweight all fighting together, and whoever won. And that's who got grand champion.
That's how it is.
That's how it was.
Yes, sir. That's how it is in MMASC. And I'm a 17-time grand champion, and it did not come easy. Sometimes it did because I guess the person wasn't conditioned, because I trained in the mountain here. We got the Olympic Center here in Colorado. If you guys ever in town and want to train, we can do it.
Your air is
y'all
wide
have a,
up there in Colorado.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So if
now,
you guys are
John,
ever
let me ask
here?
You a question, because I've got 2 of your Presidential Community Service Award nominees on the air. So explain to Dean and explain to AJ exactly what that Presidential Community Service Award is, please.
Very honored about that. Thank you.
I will be glad to, because after reading you guys' profile, make sure when we meet in, and I'm going to get into it, make sure you guys meet with me when we get to Texas. Because I'm going to show you how to go online and register your school and no one else, because you'll have the award. You can go on as long as you're 501c3, take this 15 question test, Jed Clampett can take it and pass it, and Jethro them. So it's not like
I'm nobody
people
Yankee.
Make it.
He doesn't know Jed Clampett is, John. He's a Yankee.
Well,
I
grew up in Arkansas. Look, I grew up in Arkansas, so the Clampetts were my buddies, but and the Waltons.
Oh, wait a minute. Dean,
but,
Dean, can you hear me? Dean.
He might be on pause.
I know he's knocking people out. That's what he does. Dean.
But,
yes, I'm here. Sorry,
okay.
Sorry. What do you need?
I wanted you to make sure you heard about what John is talking about, your presidential award. And I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of Jed Clampett?
Have I ever heard of Jed Clampett? Yes, my uncle.
Jed's your uncle? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jed Clampett's my uncle. And Jethro, Jethro's my cousin, Ella May. Yeah, Granny Clampett, she makes what we call cough syrup. It'll kill any COVID. That's why I ain't getting the vaccine, because Granny's moonshine still cough syrup will kill anything.
Well, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. I want to ask you then, Jay, a question after John finishes talking about the presidential award and how important it is. Go ahead, John.
Okay, so what I always tell people is, you know, the presidential award, if you guys haven't got one or you have, it usually comes with a letter signed by the President of the United States. Well, excuse me, but this year it's not a letter with the President because he didn't put one out yet. But we do have the letters that are signed by President Trump. And what I always tell people is whether they Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever you are, if you don't want the letter that comes with it, just ball it up, put it in trash, and keep your certificate. You did the work, not the people in the White House. And the letter only comes from the White House. So that's my take on receiving the...
It's not Photoshop.
No, sir. The one I have, I actually have the Lifetime Achievement Award with the extreme beautiful gold seal and the president's signature and all from President Trump and everybody. And, you know, I'm like this. I did the work for it.
Well,
and that's
here's
what
the
I
thing,
express.
John, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
John, it doesn't matter if it's Trump or Biden or Bush or Abraham Lincoln. It's from the president
did the work.
Of the United States. And that's what's powerful. So, AJ, what do you think about that, buddy? Yankee buddy.
It's a great honor. It's very honored.
Dean, what do you think about it?
Been thought of.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing honor. You know, I mean, when you first told me about it, I was like blown away. You know, I really appreciate it.
Don't go nowhere.
Well,
guys,
I
want to
blow you away
to
with this one, too, because when you receive that, you're also going to receive. And while we talk, you guys can type in comeonen.org, comeonen.org. That's my website, and you'll see all the wonderful things that we do. But we also give out the Distinguished Community Service Award, and you guys will receive that. This is our first one that we're giving out, the new ones. And it's just... After reading your profiles on your websites and everything, you guys, my hat's off to you. My hat's off to you. 40 years plus and still teaching. I'm teaching, but not at that level that you guys are. My hat's off to you. It's an honor for me to give it to you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, now something else is happening. You're doing something very special for me. Explain the doctrine.
Yes, sir.
It's over my head. I mean, hell, let me tell you something, John. I got a scholarship in tennis, but I didn't go to college for education. I went for girls, karate,
that would be
tennis, education. So,
education was somewhere in there after. Okay, so what I'm very excited about, we just, you know, and we're all around the same age bracket, over 40 years old.
And for us coming up, I grew up in Arkansas. A lot of people had a hard time with school. So what I did is I got with a couple of professors, and since I already had my doctorate degree, I wanted to do something to change the world again. So I got with Fresh Anointing Christian Bible Institute, and I put this idea out of why can't we give people awards? Everybody is not going, not awards, but degrees, like honorary degrees. Because everybody's not going to go to college, and everybody's not going to finish and all that good stuff. So I talked with the professor.
I said, some guys chase girls.
Yeah, yeah. But I talked with the professor of the school and the dean of the school, and I told them about Professor Gary Lee. And I explained about the sports karate museum and all the people that's in there and the things that we do. And I asked, what can we do? Because I'm a big humanitarian. If you look at my website, you'll see that's my life is humanitarian. So after speaking with the chancellor and the dean of the college, she said that I wanted to give him, not give because he has earned it, honorary doctorate degree of humanity, and it was approved. So it was approved, and I have the seal and signature, and we want to present that to him on, I think, Saturday night or Friday night. Saturday night.
Saturday night.
When the whole thing is over. And so I said, my hat's off to you, Professor Gary Lee. Don't stop what you're doing. Many won't understand because you're sometimes rough around the edges, but, you know, which martial art isn't?
You've done something else, too, John. You stepped up, and you're bringing my daughter, who helps you
with
the museum and the awards. You're bringing in Robin Shockwave. Now, what are you doing for Robin, and what are you doing helping her?
Okay, so Robin... Everybody know I own the Come On In Incorporation. And Robin, I have about 7 ambassadors. Robin is one of the ambassadors to my program. But she has also been chosen as Extraordinary People, the 2021 Extraordinary People Awards Woman of the Year. Her and I will be receiving.
That's the same award she gave out in Greenville? Is that the same awards we gave out in Greenville, right? Those beautiful awards
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Yes, it was. But this one
and
is...
And you bring Chuck to award just to Texas, aren't you?
I will. I am. Okay. And another thing that we are doing is, remember, I'm going to be filming for the TV show. I just got the TV show, which I'm super excited about it, www.PTWWNTV, which is Preach the Word Network, with over 50 million already subscribed viewers. So I'm super excited about that, and I'm going to bring my camera and set up and hopefully interview some of you guys.
The Sport Karate Museum is going to be one of your sponsors, and I want you to be introduced to setbr.app, too. And by the way, don't go anywhere, because I'm going to bring you back in just a minute. We're going to do the Legends name game. But now I'm going to introduce to you Dr. Reginald Lee. He is the co-founder of SetVR. This is virtual reality in a headset that teaches you he'll explain it. It's really cool. Dr. Reggie Lee?
Sir. How you doing?
Hey,
today,
sir. How are you?
Good. Excellent.
How's it out there in the COVID land?
It's coming along with the vaccines and everything, and we're reaching a point whereby things are opening up, and we're very happy about that.
Yes, sir. Yes. Well, you know what? I got the brochures today on setbr.app, and I tried the new concept of the village, and I got so excited I called Jesse Bowen, and I said, we got to put the book in one of the stores there in the village. But I'll let you explain everything. Everybody, this is Dr. Reginald Lee, the co-founder of SetVR.app, the virtual reality history general portal from the hologram experiment. Dr. Reginald Lee, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We are super excited. We've just moved the excitement bar upward with SetVR. We've introduced the history portal demo today to be the backdrop for the future development of Professor Garley's vision of having a history portal in virtual reality. Imagine yourself traveling through time to an ancient Japanese village, through a journey through the village, and enter different stores in the villages where you can purchase different things, such as books and equipment. You can travel through the village and a journey and to an alleyway whereby you will meet a hologram that will attack you with random attacks. Professor Garley will take you through this journey as the wisdom warrior, and after defeating the hologram, you'll be presented with questions to be asked to educate yourself in regards to the history of Sports Karate Museum. My partner, my marketing director, and my developers are super excited about SetVR, Self-Defense Enhancement Training in Virtual Reality, as a platform whereby you can practice your skills in self-defense whenever, wherever you want. The program is compact and portable. You can take it anywhere you travel. Even during an event of a pandemic, you can continue to practice while practicing social distancing. With the use of an Oculus Rift or an Oculus Quest headset, you'll be transported to a virtual reality platform whereby a hologram will confront and attack you when you least expect it with random attacks. The important goal of SetVR is to have you to be able to neutralize an attack or a threat that is sudden, unpredictable, and random. You'll be able to practice to improve your skills in evasion through angular, linear, and circular movements to avoid and to place you in an opportunistic position of an advantage for neutralization as you practice to improve your skills and timing, speed, and accuracy to develop muscle memory, and subsequently my goal, to develop a reflex response to a threat or stimulus to neutralize without hesitation. Just as if Professor Garley places his hand on a hot stove, you will quickly remove your hand because it's a reflex response. This is a platform where you can practice and utilize what you've been taught in techniques and forms in programs for application against a stimulus or threat that is random, to practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. We plan to have future updates with multiple attackers, home invasion, a barroom setting, and also in a war zone setting. SetVR will push you maximally to your limit. As self-defense, we've recently updated our program with kicking, punching combinations, and also knife attacks. As you know, knife attacks are very dangerous when up and close. We have the knife attacks introduced into the History Portal demo, and something that Professor Garley was contacted today by my developers, and we've instituted that into his Oculus Quest headset. We plan to be future updates. Plan to have future updates with random virtual matches whereby Professor Garley can have matches with Dr. John Williams or with the Wolverine or even with AJ with, at different parts of the country or different parts of the world, whereby you can practice your skills in self-defense and to learn from each other in regards to neutralization. We've implemented metrics that will record the number of successful punches, number of blocks, number of evasions, whether you're right or left side dominant, and record the endurance and time spent in the experience. You'll be able to learn the importance of creating a diversion when you grasp the attacker's arms or wrists to create a 1 to 3 second pause and a natural response, a window of opportunity for neutralization. We've implemented a program of mindfulness or stretching, meditation, exercise, and we'll also present you with your personal yoga instructor. We will continue to update SetVR in the future to help you practice to maximize the application of self-defense when you want and where you want. So please continue to visit our website at setvr.app. We continue to be proud to endorse Professor Gary Lee and the Sports Karate Museum to be the future platform for his vision of the History Portal. With that being said, Professor Gary, some few words about your vision of the History Portal.
All that is super cool. But now let's make it really cool. You got a Japanese-style village, and you can walk in, and there'll be storefronts. You can imagine walking in and buying a sword or vitamins or clothing or maybe the new History Journal book by Jesse Bowen. And as you go into every store that the village that you'll see, there'll be questions that you can answer, like, who is Gene LaBelle? Who is Chuck Norris? What is the difference between Taekwondo and Tangsudo? What is the difference between Kung Fu and Kung Fu? Whatever. You're going to get smart. And you work your way out through the village into a forest area or the woods. And there'll be the tigers and the lions and the waterfalls and the cobras and the snakes. But then the hologram will appear, and the hologram will attack you. And you have to defeat it, and you will. And I will appear as the wisdom warrior, and I'll say, okay, A.J. Perry, are you educated? And A.J. will say, yes. I'll look at his backpack. He hasn't answered all the questions. He hasn't got smart enough yet. So I tell A.J. he has to go back, and he goes back to the village and through the woods. And he answers more questions. He learns more about sport karate in America and who founded it. And then he comes back out into the forest, and there's a samurai hologram with a katana, with a wakizashi, with a tanto. And you have to defeat it with Okinawa weapons, a sai, nunchuck, or a bow. You're learning the difference between Okinawa weapons, kabuto, and Japanese weapons, a sword. And then I appear again. And I say, okay, Jay, are you educated? He is. And I take his hand. I lead him to the gate. Now, you're walking inside this. You're walking into a gate. And there's the portals. We've got the history general. And we're going to start out with people like Patrick McCarthy and Alan Steen and J. Pat Burleson and Mike Stone. And we'll have A.J. Perry, Dean Piles, and all the other history generals. And we'll add, say, two a month. But we're going to progress it. You're going to get more questions and more answers and more knowledge. You're going to get smart, and you're going to have fun doing it. And you're going to enhance martial arts training with SetVR.app. So, Dr. Lee, I'm excited about the village that you just made, and we're going to put pictures of that on the media here so people can actually see. Now, again, what's that application? They can go to their computer, and they can type in there. What is that again?
The website is setvr.app, and it's going to be on Oculus Quest on App Lab. So by going onto those sites, you can get into our program and also see the History Portal demo, which is very, very impressive. It just came out today, so you should really take a look at it and see what it can do. And it's amazing walking through the ancient Japanese village. It's a real, real thing to see.
That's exciting. So thank you so much, Dr. Lee, for being on the air with me for the past 3 months.
Gary,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When we were in South Carolina, I worked with the SetVR, and that's one of those training tools that you don't want to take off. You don't want to put it down. It's like you get mesmerized with it and just don't want to stop doing it. It's really a great training.
Well, that's coming from a hardcore Tangsudo master, Dr. Lee.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Well, AJ, make sure you go to the new demo, setbr.app, and check it out. You'll like the new demo in the Japanese village. Okay?
Now, I saw some of those graphics. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. Now, I've got a really cool thing I'm going to go right now. A few months ago, we created a segment called 3 Minutes with the Wolverine. Now, the Wolverine is the alias my student, Mr. Dean Piles. But the Wolverine is a character. He says what he means what he says, and he can back it up. So we do topics that most people maybe wouldn't talk about or don't want to talk about, but maybe don't know to talk about it, but we talk about it. Wolverine, where are you at?
I'm right here, sir, right here.
Okay. Tonight's topic is how many Hall of Fames, I mean, are you supposed
it's how many, you know, self-induction into Hall of Fames. That's what we were going to talk about.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You know, there's a lot of, I mean, like you say, how many Hall of Fames, one, do you need to be in? Yeah, that's for one. But two, you know, there's a lot of people that call up, and this is why that the award that we're getting from Dr. Williams is so special. I mean, I didn't know anything about it. He didn't say, hey, Wolverine, look, I want to induct you into my thing. Can you send me $500? You know, that's why his awards go to the top of my shelf, because those are the awards that mean something. I didn't ask Dr. Williams to do that.
Exactly.
That's what makes it such an honor, because, you know, I hear people all the time. I'm not going to mention their names. They call up different people. Like, Fester, I know people call you all the time. Hey, can you induct me into this? Can you give me this award or give me that award? Listen, I said a long time I made a meme of me training, and it made a lot of people mad. But you know what? It's just like Fester said. You know, I'm not trying to be ugly. I just want to keep things real, and some people might not like it. Some people may like me. Some people may not like me. But like I said before, lines don't come for the opinions of sheep. I'm saying stuff that is actually legitimate. You know, I said, look, if you get in there and train, the awards will come. People, you don't have to ask for a pat on the back. People will recognize
you.
And that's what I do. I don't get up in the morning and look and say, hey, what can I do to get an award today? I don't do that.
Correct.
I get up and I work to better myself and to help other people better themselves. And,
hey,
you
Dean?
Know, yes, sir.
I love it.
You know,
I
you
love
what's
it.
Funny, Dean, is that.
Thank you, sir.
In martial arts, it's supposed to build confidence. And there's some of the most insecure people I've ever met in my life in
it's
martial arts.
The most ego-driven.
Compare. Oh, I got this most, hall. I got that Hall of Fame. It's like, you know, you don't need to brag. If you're good, everybody knows it.
There you go, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like I told Professor before. You know, Joe Lewis a long time ago, he said, winning's not going to make you popular. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to keep winning. You ain't in this sport for popularity. You know, and it's got to the point. I mean, I've been competing a long time, just about my entire life. And I'm 52 years old and still doing it. And then when you say, well, what did you want? And you tell people what you want, people are like, oh, well, you know, well, we don't want to talk about that because that might make somebody else feel bad that hadn't won as much. Well, you know, the whole point about being a competitor and to do stuff is to get that, to set yourself apart, you know, and that's what the awards do. But you don't set yourself apart by calling Dr. Williams and saying, hey, sir, I know you're giving out presidential awards. Is there any way I could get one of those? You know, and even if he was nice enough because he didn't want to blast you in your face and say, yeah, I'll tell you how to get one, get over your side behind and put some work in and do something and see if I recognize you here pretty soon. But he would probably say, yeah, but these people, they're award hungry, and that's it. My daughter, her whole year, her whole time competing, when she won first place, she would hand me the ticket. I would get her trophy sometime during the tournament. She never one time went up and got her stuff. She just handed me the ticket for first place. I would get it because we didn't come there for trophies. We came there to better ourselves. And, you know, that's what this sport is supposed to be about, and that's what martial arts is supposed to be about. But, here lately, I mean, I'm talking to guys that's been in the sport a long time. You know, they're fed up, too. They don't want to be getting calls saying, hey, we're going to put you in this and put you in that.
I can tell. I can tell it's a subject that you really want to be passionate about. Go ahead, AJ. Go ahead, buddy.
Gary. That's how America got great, is by setting yourself apart. That's what makes this country great.
Yes.
And there's some people today trying to destroy that.
Yeah.
And that's how this country got great.
And listen, these hey, man, let me call up and get an award. That kind of stuff has led America down the path that we're going right now.
Yes.
Every single person, if they don't get their way, they go to crying, the blues, and fussing. I was at a competition, Professor, and I won the grant. And then they had like a overall grant because they had the different grants, you know, for each thing. Musical, you know, traditional. So then they had an overall grant, and I won that too. Well, one of the guys got so upset, he went to the producer that put on the competition and said he felt like he deserved to get a ring also. And he didn't think it was fair that he won both and pitched a fit. And the producer gave him a ring.
Hell, Scream, you're going in and out, D.
You said he gave it to him. I was at a competition, and this guy, I was a green belt. He was a red belt. He was the cockiest little fella in the room. So he didn't know what I knew. He just looked at my belt and said, oh, he's a green belt. So this guy had the audacity to come and put his hand on my shoulder and say, you know, it's going to be all right. You don't have to look nervous. He don't know I was in a zone. So I pretended I had never fought. I was like, so do they hit hard? Do they kick? What am I supposed to do? He said, oh, just do what come natural. Well, I got his name. He was my second person. I kicked him all over the ring. And then when it was over, I went and put my hand on his shoulder because he looked at me as a green belt, didn't know I was coming into Taekwondo as a green belt, but I was a I was a red belt in another organization, and I started from white belt up. I wanted to start all over. But he learned a lesson that day, and they told him, you don't know who that is? That's Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams is one of the most respected guys in here.
Segment. John, let me say something about Hall of Fame. Okay, I'll close it out. Dean, let me say this to you, Wolverine. Hall of Fames are important, and if you deserve to be in one, God bless you. But you should never pay for it, and you should never have to, you know, pay your own money to be recognized for the money and the blood and sweat that you've already earned to earn a Hall of Fame. And, you know, a lot of people pay for fame. They do. And
yes, they do.
Whatever.
Yes, they do.
I understand they do that, but the museum, the Sport Karate Museum, will never, ever solicit and make people pay for an award. We don't do that, and we're not a Hall of Fame, so it don't matter. But the thing about it is, Wolverine, and I mean this from the heart, if you deserve to be in a Hall of Fame, God bless you. You deserve it. And being one, support the Hall of Fame that you feel after you check them out. That's legitimate. And, you know, there's only one football Hall of Fame. There's only one basketball Hall of Fame. There's only one baseball Hall of Fame. Hell, there's only one ping pong Hall of Fame. Why are there over 500 football Hall of Fames in America?
Hey, Gary, you know why the football Hall of Fame and the baseball Hall of Fame? They're up in Cracker World with us.
Well,
Can I make a point on something?
Because
That's very important what you just said. So with this presidential award, your organization has to qualify for it. You are responsible for that award. If you start giving it out like candy, oh yeah, this person did it, they can come back and audit you. I have to submit a paper of hours to the White House with you guys, hours that I have given you or said that you've done it. But I can go on your history and see that you have put the time
Let me share this with you, John. Just let me share this with you. I'm going to pick on the Wolverine first. He works with the Marines daily, over hundreds of Marines daily, and he works with men and women.
And Green Berets. Army Rangers, Navy Seals,
whatever. But the point
I need to come and get your training. Listen, he
does community service steroids. Now, AJ Perry he does a lot of community service. You've got a charity, military, you know, nonprofit organization, and he gives a lot to the community. So these are two guys, and I'm not saying that just because they're my co-hosts, but these are two guys who give to the community a lot through their service. And having your time and your award given to us, it means so much. And
you
I really
don't have any idea how much it means, Dr. Williams. It means, yeah, it's hard for any of us to explain, because it definitely means a lot. Because, you know, it just like tonight when you told us about that other award, I mean, you give me an award earlier, and Mr. Perry, AJ, had called me, and he said, hey, congratulations. I said, for what? He was like, you heard you're getting an award. See, that's the kind of award you'd be like, what, really? I didn't know.
I remember
and
that.
That's the kind of thing that makes you like, man, you know, and you really appreciate it. And it's just the fact that, you know, I just don't like the fact that anybody can call up. Some of these people, they hadn't even got their black belt wet yet, hadn't won a competition, but they're calling up people trying to put themselves in
the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It
degrades people that work hard.
Has earned it.
You know, that's the only thing. That's my only thing. I don't want to seem ugly. It's just that
No.
You know, when you get up and you're training and work hard, you know, it does that. And
Wolverine,
you know,
Wolverine, I got an idea, buddy. Let's make a Hall of Turds. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's make a Hall of Turds. How about Mamby Pamby Turds? Hall of
Fame. We'll call it
Mamby
Pamby Chucklehead Turd.
Mamby Pamby. There you go. And you've got to be especially a Mamby Pamby to be nominated. Okay? I mean,
Exactly.
The Hall of Fame Award.
Mamby Pamby Award.
Let me
cheeseburger award. You know what a cheeseburger is? You guys know what a cheeseburger is? If you're a cheeseburger in term of karate, what are you? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
You don't want to be a cheeseburger.
A Mac Dojo.
I could tell you, I could drop a name that's a cheeseburger, but I won't drop it right here.
I hear you.
So
well,
I wanted to tell
you so much.
Let me get
thank
the
you
name.
So much
let me
for
say
this. Segment.
Nick Cotta Wars.
let me say this real quick.
I want to thank you. Guys, let me thank Wolverine. Thank you, Wolverine, for this segment. And now let's talk about Cotta Wars, because all three of you guys are going to be
in
it.
Let me tell Dr. Williams something right quick, Professor. Dr. Williams, you can come to our seminar. You said you would like to learn some of that. We got our seminar going on Friday, so you're more than welcome to come in at 6 o'clock. And we'll be going over the combatives like I teach on base, except it'll be for civilians. And then we can show you how to plus it up after the seminar.
And I already told this is something only for you two. Only for you two. I got about five people I'm going to do. But I told Professor Gary that he mentioned earlier that I have my own TV show, and which is it covers over 50 million. And I want to, if you two want to, I would love to interview you, and we talk about your community service and, you know, how martial arts and all this stuff is affected. You get 28 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yes, sir.
28 minutes, and it'll be
that long. He loses his breath. He can't talk that
long. So you can write down about three or four questions, something that's important to you, because that time goes quick. And that's what Robin is there with me for. She'll be probably filming while we're talking, but it'll be recorded, and I send it in, and the TV station do their stuff. But I want to do that because I just feel like the stuff that we're doing, people need to know. We got scholarships, we got soccer-thons, we got everything, and come on in that we do. And the way that I got it out is just by the internet, and people said, "Wow, I didn't know you do this." So I get to them. We do Mother Bear.
Okay,
we,
John, listen to
go
me,
ahead.
Buddy. We only got a few minutes, so I really want to plug Color Wars. I want to plug you guys because we're going to do the interviews, and the two animals, AJ Perry and Wolverine, will be more than happy to be interviewed because they love the microphone. I'll tell you that right now. Okay.
Say this before you say the Color Wars? Or can I say one thing before you get
the
Color Wars? It won't take 10 seconds.
You gonna send the check in the mail? Okay, I'll let you speak. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
We were talking about the presidential award. It's more than my organization that do that, you guys. If somebody come to you and say, "Well, you might get the presidential award, but you need to pay X amount," go ahead and take their information and submit it. And take their information down. You could give it to me. Or let go online. You cannot charge for the presidential award. When we get you that award, we have to pay for that out of our pocket. Our organization have to pay for that. Do not be fooled. Nobody can charge you for the presidential award. It's an award that a company like myself that's authorized to give that award. If we charge you, we lose our license to do that. So I just wanted to plug that in.
Well, it makes it more important and more prestigious.
Yes, it does.
That complication, and that means a lot. But here's the deal. Here's an old icon. He was in a movie called The Octagon with Chuck Norris years ago. His name is Tadashi Yamashita. And another man who invented the two-point kick. And he was the inventor of the Fort Worth Pro-Am named Judge Roy Kerbin. Now, together, they called me up 5 years ago, and they wanted to create an elite black belt competition. And I said, "Okay, guys, why me? Why are you calling me?" And they go, "Well, the museum is a platform that we feel that the country will respect." I said, "Okay. I can do that. What else?" And Tadashi, God bless him, he goes, "Okay, Gary, you have to have 100 first places just to be invited." And I go, "Are you crazy? I'm not going to. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I know there's lots of people who want 100 first places, but you want me to get all those people together to the museum? Come on, Mr. Kerbin, you know me. You really want me to try to do that?" And they go, "Yes." So 5 years ago, we created Color Wars. You have to have 100 first places just to be invited. Now think about it. You go to Color tournaments, God bless them, all of them, but you don't know that person who's standing beside you. You know they're good, and you know there's somebody out there as good as you are, but you don't know how good. But Color Wars, immediately, you know that the person standing next to you has won 100 first places or more. That's pressure, and that's what we do. And you three are part of it because we've created something really cool this year. We got 5 people coming out of retirement to compete against you guys, not Dean. I'll tell you about Dean in a minute. But these guys like Mark Stewie and golly bum James Cook, they've won hundreds of first places, and they are like 74, 79 years old respectively, and they're competing against you, John, you, AJ, and I'm excited about it. So that's Color Wars at 11 o'clock, West Chase Marriott, Houston, Texas. Now, Dean, I'm going to do something with him special this year. And I did something that I talked to him I wanted to do, and he agreed. I'm going to use him as an example of excellence. So he's going to do his kata and show what it's going to be expected from everybody. Now, that's how I'm using Dean this year. And Uh-oh. He better not drop his weapon, or I'll take him out back and I'll shoot him with a pea shooter. Okay? I mean, but that's what we're doing this year. And COD Awards is going to be exciting. That's at 11 o'clock Saturday morning, Mother's Day, May the 8th, in Houston, Texas. And for more information, you can call 713-483-0476. So, AJ, John, get your A game on, because COD Awards is right around the corner.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
I know you are. Well, Dr.
We
John,
lose or draw.
So
we having a good time.
Yes. Dr. John, thank you so much for tonight, and thank you for honoring my co-host, Dean Piles,
and recognizing
their community service, you know, attitude toward the public. It really means a lot, and I'm so excited about you coming in and honoring people and let my daughter work with you. So thank you for being on the show tonight, John. I really mean it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank Ambassador Robin for even going to take the time to do that, to come with me and be with me on this.
Well, we're going to have a good time, guys, and with God bless everybody, we'll see you about 3 days, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As we always say every week, mahalo and aloha. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.